Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name's Stephen Allison. That is Jay Marty. That is Adam McCullough.
We're having that voice?
I don't know. I'm doing accents today. That's a brew. That's a brew. You finished yours?
No. I'm still drinking my brew.
Has everyone got a brew? Just on silent.
Not even trying.
How many sugars do you lads have in your brews?
Two, please.
I have two. I've tried to cut down, but I can't, man. Seriously, I can't do it.
I used to be three big ones, which is basically four, but then now I've cut down to two big ones.
Three big ones?
Did you stand the spoon up in it when you were
gone? Sugars in your brew? Mm. Well, was this in adulthood?
Yeah.
Right.
It was probably up until about 3 years ago.
That's disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Mm. You should. Got a sweet tooth in it.
Plus, you got any fucking teeth?
Mm. No, man.
I haven't, actually.
Hello, everybody. Right, so let me check my notes. Looks like United are about to sign Jason Sanchez. What do you think about that?
Jason. He's that Jason from...
Isn't it my life?
Jason.
The Germans.
Yeah, I'm basically, what I'm going to say is we're going to win the league.
I think that's a pretty
was
conservative...
Was that on a wide shot then? Was I in that?
Estimate.
Just go back on just him.
Clip that up.
Just drag us all down.
Right, do it again.
What did I say? I work without script and notes. I can't remember what I just said.
You said accurately that if we get Jason Sanchez, we'll win the league.
Yeah, Jason Sanchez, Martin Greenwood.
Why don't I get the memo about the jackets?
It's a great colour, this burgundy, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean?
Go on, you sort this that out. So basically, with Jason Sanchez and Martin Greenwood, Marlon Rashford.
Right, go on, and, keep going.
Antoine Martian.
Hey.
With those players, we're going to win.
Strikes again. Why not? Next season.
Oh, there's a great song in the comments. Sancho, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Oh, do you remember the Dybala song that guy sent us? The Dybala song that guy sent us. No. He's better than Sané and Salah. Dybala, do you not remember?
No.
Oh, mate, we'll have to dig that out. It's on that out of context, Full Time Devils.
I can't remember that.
I can't believe you can't remember that, man.
Relax, mate, with the win of the league. Let's build. Build.
Hey. We are winning the league, though, aren't we?
Fucking hell.
I didn't say what league. Could be Europa League. Champions League, Premier League.
FA League Cup.
So basically, what I'm kind of saying is, in 2021, it's going to be 21.
What? 2021, it's going to be 21.
Bro, clip it up. Do whatever you want, man. What's happening?
Yous lot are having a laugh.
This is how this summer's going to go.
Yeah, of course we're having a laugh.
Ideally, this summer's going to go like this, look. This is what's going to happen. So Jason Sanchez signed.
Jason Sanchez.
Yeah.
Sound.
All right. John Grealish comes in.
Right.
Yeah. So we've got John. John and Jason.
Marlon Rashford. Sorted.
Yep. Marlon Greenford on the left. Then we're going to sell Andrew Pearce.
Right.
You know who that one is?
Andrew Pearce?
Yeah. Andreas Pereira's English name.
Yeah,
and sell all them lot.
Right, keep going.
And John Matthews.
One matter.
Yeah.
Just embrace the madness.
What does matter mean in English?
Don't know.
Can I get a
basically,
back,
we're going to get rid of them players.
What's up with him?
We're going to bring in Jack Grealish.
Look at him.
Jason Sancho. All them lot. Chris Smalling's even going to come back and play for Manchester United
next season.
This is happening. This isn't how I feel or what I want to happen. This is what is happening.
Chris Smalling is going to come back
and help us win the league.
Got some big info. What?
No, like you've completely got off the fucking scale. You were doing all right until you started.
Liverpool are going to sell.
Mike Smalling was coming back to
Liverpool are going to sell Sadio Mane or Mo Salah.
They're going to sell Salah,
and then they're going to fail to replace him, and they're going to drop a little bit of points. Man City, you know.
People in the comments
their
saying
owners are
going to
get killed over
means kill.
Kill.
I like that. So what else I said means bush.
Bush.
Bush. Barbara Bush.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Zane. He's
yeah,
back.
Zane's back.
Not this. Is this his gooner?
Right. It says Stephen.
Someone take his mum's credit card off him because I've got a feeling.
We're going to get a right charge.
Seriously.
Back here,
someone, his mum's going to get in touch and say something.
Fraudulent super chats to us. It's not our fault,
right.
Is it?
Yeah. But if we watch it for 6 months and go along with this, it, surely we're culpable somewhere along the line.
Because this happened and I don't know why. Don't go silent, like, just keep talking.
Sorry, I thought you were going to show us, like, immediately.
Well, I am, but, like,
right, okay.
It's internet and it's wank, so patience.
Right, so anyway, Chris Smalling's going to come
on. We're only
back.
A media
yeah.
company.
Look at that.
Do you know what I mean? What's that?
I don't know. But could that be that?
Who's that?
What is that?
FC.
What happened?
I don't know. Bad though, innit?
Anyway,
what,
so, that,
in anyway,
to
so hang on, let me get back to Zane's...
I've got so many questions that I can't ask you on
right.
the stream.
He says, next season, Aubameyang, Golden Boot, bring on Sancho, we have Tierney. So?
Is it Aubameyang, Golden Boot in La Liga, yeah?
Mate, Aubameyang's
at the end
peaked.
Of the day, Ings right. nearly got Golden Boot this year.
Aubameyang's a good
Southampton
player.
And Southampton was shockingly bad.
But he's 31 years old.
Listen,
as a striker that is old.
Aubameyang, yeah. Listen, Zane, Aubameyang's going to sign a new contract at Arsenal because he's going to get caught up in the emotions of just winning one FA Cup and seeing Arsenal fans celebrate on the streets like they just won the fucking treble. He's going to sign a new deal, and in 2 months, it's going to end in tears.
Oh, can I take credit for United signing Jadon Sancho?
Why?
Sanchez?
No.
When he was...
Explain this.
I think he might have been 16 or 17. He was on the bench. Cold. Don't worry about it. He was on the bench for City, 18s, Carrington.
Right.
And he was walking past us.
Did you say to him, might as well be solid?
I said...
That was a tapping. Don't give me a dirty look.
Do you not fancy
signing? Have you seen what he's doing on WhatsApp? Can he kick you out of this conversation? I don't know if he can.
Put the bat down. That was a tapping. Don't give me that.
I was like, do you not fancy signing for a big club?
Really? Right, all right. If he
signs, and then he went inside for Dortmund. Fucking
yeah, we have got more history, haven't we?
Fair
oh, God.
Fuck off, Jay.
Right, is there any chance this isn't happening then? Are we all just settled that? Is it now?
No,
coming?
I think because...
Because there seems to be no,
I would
like,
say, I'd put it at like 90%.
Right, okay.
But there's still... United are way capable of fucking this up.
Of course we are, mate. Yeah.
No,
come
I
on.
Think we are.
No, I think
really?
This could be Ronaldinho techers.
This could
when
be...
When he run over and he'd be like, on the phone, hello, 22 million for that Brazilian chap here.
Yeah,
and
that's...
they go, yeah. Then someone jumps on Eurotunnel and he get
don't,
there and he go,
don't.
I'm here with a 17 million. And he'd be like, 22, 17...
Yeah,
fuck off.
Allegedly, that's Roman Abramovich whispering in Peter Kenyon's ear, isn't it, saying you're
okay.
coming here soon. So,
nah, but that Kenyon was a deal that we
that's
had
what
in,
I mean, like,
in our hand and
yeah.
fucked up. So
now this
so,
feels different because
the only way
Jason Sancho, cool. yeah.
Chess. Sanchez, yeah. get it right.
Sanchez, sorry. Jason Sanchez is clearly the player we need. Number 7, right winger, English. He wants to come back home. We've wanted him for so long. And I think under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, there's a certain direction to the way we're doing transfer business, whereas he's kind of taken the reins of it and somehow kind of got some control into Ed Woodward. Kind of remember Fergie dealing with the Glazers, kind of like, trust me to do my job. I'll do what I got to do. Use that, shut the fuck up. We still suffered for it and we still had value in the market and all that shite.
Fergie got rinsed.
But Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is signing so far been perfect? In terms of, you know, the impact and everything like that on the team.
Perfect.
Yeah.
He hasn't made a bad signing.
Dan James.
No.
It's not a
no,
bad signing,
no,
bro.
It's not a bad
I'm
signing.
I'm not a huge fan of Daniel
no.
James. But what I would
okay.
say was, for
not,
£15 million,
he's not
pounds,
perfect, is
it? 50, but it was what we needed. We needed wingers. We're crying out for wingers. Having a little bit of a plan B.
And I'm not, I wouldn't... I wouldn't
50 million is good money, but it's not perfect.
No, I'm not saying perfect, but I'd say he's a good signing. I'd say he's a signing if you went back in time, you make that signing again.
Don't know.
Really?
Who else he signed?
Maguire.
Mm-hmm. Mate, I'll just
Wan-Bissaka.
Say, Ighalo.
Ighalo, yeah. And Fernandes.
Bruno.
And Fernandes, he wanted to
what
do that sooner than we did.
The point is, there's no one can say to him, you've wasted money.
No, I agree.
I'll give you that.
I think his signings have been good.
15 million is not a lot of money for anything nowadays.
You ain't getting a 21-year-old for 15 million anywhere else. Right? No. Come on, let's have it right. So I can live with that one. I still think Dan James could have a future as a squad player. And I think of all these signings, if you went back, you would do him again. I don't think you go, why did we sign him to any of them signings? Mm. Even the ones you might say haven't quite fulfilled the potential yet have still had a decent season.
Mm. They have indeed. So stick that in your pipe.
But this would be the icing on the cake. We got Jadon.
Now, if it was a perfect Jason window, we would have got Bruno.
Jason Sanchez would be though.
Yeah.
Him and Bruno as well. This is what I mean.
But that's why I think this is getting done early.
Jason Sanchez, we're selling his brother at the same time.
Yes.
Supposedly. Yeah. Right. We're getting money for him.
Apparently. Who, Alexis Sancho?
Yeah. Alex Sancho.
Alexandre Sancho.
Yeah. How are we getting money for him? How's that?
Because Serie A and he's actually done bits
made
in there.
Woodward his puppet.
But we've sort of dug our heels, and you mentioned about Chris Smalling, weren't we?
Yeah, Smalling's coming back.
We say we want 18 million for him.
I thought Ollie was a fucking Glazer puppet. And a yes man.
I thought it was a Norwegian PE teacher. Mm. He didn't have a chance to get
PE
in top
Norway
four.
Must be mint.
Yeah, he didn't have a chance to get in
PE was
four.
Always my favourite lesson.
Exactly. So
that's
right, out of all your PE teachers, you like your PE teacher the most.
Yeah, and Miss
so
Bailey.
So why not call him a geography teacher?
Miss Bailey was good as well, though, to me.
Because geography was wank.
My PE teacher was
no one
scary.
Took it serious. Mine looked like a fucking little ginger Gordon Strachan.
Are you your PE teacher?
No, my geography teacher.
My geography teacher was...
She was a lady.
Yeah,
no.
I don't know
if she was as good as Gordon Strachan.
Our history teacher was...
Aggressive, though.
She
like
was,
a Jack Russell.
She knew what she was doing to those underage children.
City got a wonder kid for 20 mil, did they?
What?
So some spamming ball sack in the
was
comments.
That Torres. Ferran Torres.
Did you, though?
Like, I literally didn't hear
and
any City fans
him,
talking about him before they bought him, and now they're all raving about how he's the best player they've ever heard of.
Cool. Are you going to sell him for...
Yeah, that's the way it goes, right?
So you signed him for 20 million. Are you selling him for four?
Yeah. Good point there.
Yeah,
Joe,
Wonder Kid John Stones.
Made.
Pep makes everyone better.
Yeah.
Apart from most of the ones.
How many times
Bravo.
Bastard one a type,
Joe.
That? You deserve being called one of those.
Wow, what's it? I can't see the screen.
Put it about six, seven times.
Not like missing out on anything.
Teachers are the only mint teachers in school. Yeah. I remember that. David B, don't you guys think we should get another centre back? I believe Jonathan Tah, Open Meccano. Open Meccano's just signed a new deal, hasn't he?
I
went to
say
Open Meccano.
Diego Carlos. Lindelof is weak. Can't win headers.
Lindelof's been better than Maguire since the break.
I've not given up on Axel, you know.
I haven't, but I feel like Ali might have.
I just feel
have reliability, man.
But he's, you know, he's just having a bad season with injuries, isn't he? I don't think this necessarily means he's done.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, what last season he played loads of games, didn't he, for Villa?
Yeah.
So has anything else trickled out about Jason then?
Trickled? Yeah, trickled out when I heard the news.
Dribbled.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I agree. Everyone had a little bit of a drip. But have we had anything else apart from the last news, which was that...
Is that not enough for you? What more
negotiations
do you want?
You
with
greedy
Dortmund
bastard.
Are now in an advanced stage.
Fuck
Man United always wants to pay him using add-ons and instalments after the virus. Still no agreement, but talks are ongoing. Personal terms are not a problem. His contract will be until June 2025. Unlike Bild, Fabrizio says it's 100 million euros up top with 20 million further
Ka-ching.
In add-ons, performance-related add-ons. Whereas yesterday, Bild was saying 70 plus 30 plus 20... guaranteed payment. So
that sounds like a blag. Even though it sounds legit, it sounds like a blag. Like, we'll give you 70 now, we'll give you 20, then we'll give you 20.
Put that in my hand. Yeah, yeah. That's yours. You've got that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Now
keep
give me that back.
And give me that back. Right. Okay. Now you. Right. I've got that. You've got that.
Right.
Right. So what's going to happen is
there's a photograph.
Yeah. Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. You're happy. I'm happy. Right. What? Hang on a minute. Something's gone wrong here. I'm 50 million short.
That'd be good if you could do that. Dortmund, wouldn't it?
I reckon they're too smart for
we should give them to Yves Chandler.
This is the thing with Dortmund. They're not like... They sell players, but they're not like desperate, are they? Not like you can just proper pull the pants
Adam
out.
Says it's still too quiet on the outs. I would agree on that, but listen, it's hard. That's when you've got to do that. Like, we'd like to sign whoever. And then while you're on the phone to... Let's say, Newcastle, you ring them up and you're like, young lad there, we'd like to take off your hands for a massively inflated fee. While you're on the call, do you like Phil Jones? No one does. Right. How about, though, we throw Phil Jones in and then you remove your part of the deal and leave him with Phil Jones. That's what you need to do.
We need to give Villa Phil Jones and Pereira for thingy. But I actually think we're seeing this deal escalate because we heard, obviously, United put the deadlines of the Europa League start on Smalling and Sanchez and said, well, they're coming back if you don't sign them permanently. Sanchez got included in an Inter squad for the Europa League. Smalling isn't, and he's heading back to United. So that seems to have worked with Alexis. And maybe getting Alexis Sanchez off the wage bill this week, and the reports in Italy where that's going to be announced after the next Europa League game. If that's the case, then United have obviously freed up a lot of money off the budget.
A lot of cash.
So that will make sense then in terms of, you know, we normally wait for one move to happen and then it ticks the box for another move to happen. And that's probably what's going to happen with the exits as well. We're probably going to agree a deal for Jack Grealish or whoever. Speak
and
it into
Andy
existence.
Peters can fucking leave.
Andy Peters.
Andy Peters, Lingard, Mata. Could be all three.
Yeah.
Because I think if you look
me.
At the dough.
Well, I think two out of three.
I think you look at the dough that they're all on.
Yeah.
And the games that them three play. And you go, right, full probably for a third of all they're on, you can get that fella, Jack Grealish, and he'll play what all them lot would have played.
Because we did give out some daft contracts, like, consistently for, what, Gave 3 or 4 years?
Mourinho,
like, just massive
I
money.
Mean, even De Gea's was mad. At the time that we gave De Gea his contract, we had to give De Gea his contract. It was £100 million keeper walking out the door.
I get that. But, like, but the Phil Jones, Smalling, all them deals that we were giving out, it was just when no one else was going to give him those deals as well. No. It was just madness. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It didn't make any sense.
Phil Jones' agent rang him up. Was like, they're going to give you 5 years, and he was like,
well, okay.
Why?
Sweet.
United.
Where am I going? Nowhere.
What?
Hang on, ring me back. I need to wake up.
Put the phone down. You know when you normally get them people when they're signed for a club, and they were like, well, I had a phone call and he was saying, oh, it's Fergie. And I went, oh, fuck off, put the phone down.
Yeah.
That's what happened when Phil Jones got his contract offer. Yeah, 5 years. Oh, fuck off, Dad. What are you pissing about?
They ain't going to do that with me. Have you seen me last 5 years?
I wonder how many of them were real. I wonder how many Fergie goes. Oh, if you could, I would love to be able to have the proper, open and honest conversation, especially with someone like Fergie who did like 30 years somewhere. How many times do you ring someone up and they go, fuck off? Because I bet it's at least once.
Yeah.
And then Fergie being Fergie probably was like, well, I'm never going back in for him.
Nah, he would. If he wanted, yeah.
Yeah, depends on who it is.
If he wanted, yeah.
Well, fucking turns up at Rude's front door, doesn't he?
Mate, Fergie just
imagine
got
imagine not being in.
Yeah, but do you know what? Yeah. Like, the deals that Fergie got were just ridiculous, though. Mm. Like, getting
pre-glazers.
Yeah. Getting Andy Cole for Keith Gillespie and some money. Getting a phone call for Dennis Irwin and somehow turning that around into you buying Eric Cantona.
That was on.
That's
that
ridiculous.
Was,
that's
I tell
like
what, that
voodoo.
Was a good day at the office, that, wasn't it?
Mm. You know what I mean? Can I have your best defender? No,
no.
Can I have your striker?
Can we have yours?
Yeah, okay. But it's going to cost you £1 million.
All right
then.
800 wow. grand, yeah. But can we say it was
a million? So I don't look as stupid
fuck
as I'm
doing.
Yeah? How
or
is that
maybe
possible?
Don't sell him for 800 grand, you that, maniac.
That's just ridiculous.
Cantona won a title every season he finished in England. Mm.
Yeah.
Because he won it with Leeds, didn't he?
Yeah.
5 titles in 5 years.
Is that the last
and
won, title?
And he won one in Marseille.
The old first division.
Point. Yeah.
The last one.
Yeah. He won
and
like
the one
six
before
on
that
truck.
Was Liverpool's last one.
He won one at Marseille?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Imagine like Trevor Francis, though. Aya. I mean, I can't roll my head around this at all. Think of professional football nowadays, the data, the scouting, the agents, everything like that. Trevor Francis is a young French kid just turned up after a trial. And at the time, we would have been 24, 23.
Yeah, yeah. But he's the thing was, like, he got offered to the Scousers. Houllier, who knew Souness, offered him, and Souness didn't even look at him because his reputation was
nah,
so bad.
But he's famous for knowing a player.
Yeah, he was like, oh...
Yeah, it's not like George Weah's cousin. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm not interested.
He's a bit French, isn't he?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Eric Cantona, forget that. I'm not interested.
Eric Cantona?
Is that a Spanish name?
Yeah, eating all that foreign muck in the dressing room. No. But yeah, they could have had him.
But it's
Sheffield
like
Wednesday.
Yeah, like Sheffield Wednesday, like, aya, do us a favour, mate. Go and turn out on an indoor six-a-side game for us. Which he did, by the way.
Yeah.
Which he didn't immediately send to go ram it up his ass. Imagine.
It's mad. It is
a generational.
Madness that
I think he won
that.
Player of the Century, right? For England. I think he won the English FA's Player of the Century, Cantona. Or at least a decade.
Oh, I thought he meant English player.
And you were asking him to do a trial of an indoor six-a-side game in Sheffield. Probably against a school team.
Tear it up.
I mean, who were they playing?
Let them know
you're there.
Is that like at the JJB Soccer Dome where you rock up and you're like, who's that on there? Oh, Chef Wednesday. Right.
an A trialist.
And yeah,
who's Eric Cantona?
A another on there as well. Who's he?
Some guy from France.
Just some French inter. Is it? I mean, he was an international at the time. Yeah. He played for France.
Platini was like raving about him. Julio was raving about him. Like, listen,
but then he kind of fell out with the whole French.
Yeah,
French,
I think
he called them all shit.
The politics in French football is just
you are a ridiculous. Shit. You are a shit. Well, Evra got the same treatment, didn't he?
Mm. Well, and the press turned on Evra. Muslim players.
Do you remember
recently get a bit like, was it Dominic who was a bit
Dominic yeah. was the star sign guy. He wouldn't have two Scorpios in defence and things yeah, like that. Do you know
but
what
also
wouldn't
Deschamps
play a Virgo up front.
Deschamps
didn't
want to pick
behavior.
Muslims because of
racism.
Ramadan and stuff like that. Well, maybe not, yeah.
But, definitely not just because of proper racism. Yeah, I mean,
not one just international like game during Ramadan.
Full racist. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I like. You know what I like, LeBlanc. You can't even cover him in champagne. We don't want them. Do you know what I mean? Okay, then. But yeah, France has always been mad. It's like, Cantona missed out on the World Cup, didn't he? Because they got beat in the qualifiers.
I tell you who missed out on winning the World Cup. Anthony Martial, because of fucking that war criminal. Absolute terrorist, Jose Mourinho.
Why don't you just get off the fence on Jose and tell us what you really think about him?
Imagine celebrating six.
Film a documentary.
Yeah, it's all for
I swear to God, that documentary is going to be
great.
Mint. Who's the next club you do a documentary on? It's got to be Arsenal.
I think they've just, they're that much of a joke that any documentary just be like, yeah, it's Arsenal, isn't it? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
all right, who is the club you do a documentary on? We said, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, I think, or maybe a month ago, and we said Newcastle would have been mint in the middle of the takeover. Oh, fucking hell, mate, we're fucking minted. Like, they would have been class in the middle of a takeover. We're doing accents today.
Yeah, I understand the word of that.
Because they thought they were signing Mbappe and fucking Griezmann. Yeah.
Have you seen the photoshops that were done? They're so great.
To be fair, United are bad for Photoshop, so yeah. I can't really speak. United get linked with one guy and there's 900.
Well, with what we do, we've made a lot of graphics which we've never had to use. Like,
yeah.
Prove it.
Wow. I probably can. I've probably got some.
No, you haven't.
Let me look for
one. No, you haven't. He's carrying on. No, you haven't. the next club to do it, I don't know, man. It was like a proper, just funny term.
I think it'd be interesting watching what's going on at Wolves. I think that'd be interesting from a sporting perspective. And the changes.
Leeds might be a shout, even though I hate them, because it's the first season back in there.
Well, yeah, they just had a documentary.
Oh, have they? I know.
Yeah, Dan James was on it. Signing for him.
Was it? Oh, was it? That's how much attention I paid to them.
Diego says, you guys celebrated for... No, we didn't. Next question.
Don't let...
We literally couldn't get less about third.
All it's just Champions League. Football, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? There's a bit of a difference there.
And I think we even did a video or two saying, well, this isn't really an achievement. And then Paul Scholes got it bang on when he said... what did he say?
Accomplishment. But someone says, you celebrated third, which means that they're not
progress,
United
yes.
Fans, which means you're watching this video. Why? Fucking weirdo.
Bitch ass bitches. I remember when all you lot said we wouldn't finish in the top four anyway because we were shit. Mm. And Ollie was a PE teacher.
But still like, is a PE teacher. PE's meant.
Yeah, PE's great. Shout out Mr. Dale. And Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, he used to say to us, like, when we fight me then, lads. And Mans would run at him and he's a big rugby player and he just go boom and bare Mans would go flying.
How is this remotely legal?
You could do that in the 90s.
Yeah,
you could get away with some weird shit.
It was the noughties, but it was good fun.
Yeah. Shout was it the noughties?
One time we went canoeing, yeah. And the biggest geezer in our school, his canoe just basically tipped over. And this geezer, yeah, just put his hand in the water and just pulled out this big old geezer like this. I think, rah. Mr. Johnson.
Hey, shout out to Mr. Johnson.
I'm here to hear the delusion.
You want to hear the delusion? I'll give you the delusion right now. Man United are going to win the league.
There you go.
I didn't say
number 21. It's on the horizon.
We will win the league again. I don't know which year.
I pray to God we don't do what them scouts did. It's going to go possibly 10.
Why are they weird? There is no one weirder.
I saw some outrageous stuff since then.
Do you know what now? I mean, it's just nothing surprising. It's like the year 2020. Nothing surprises me anymore with him. It's like, do you know what I mean? There's like, I see something, I just go.
Well, like last week, the Pentagon was basically like, yeah, we've got aliens.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, shut up, what's Kanye doing?
I know.
Yeah. Made, like, no one's asked. Page what are you on about?
Yeah, we've got aliens while the Ghislaine Maxwell stuff's just going on.
Yeah, there you go. By the way, she's dead.
By the way, our president's
she killed it. By the way, Ghislaine Maxwell killed herself.
Aliens.
Don't worry about it.
And I'm not even chucking allegedly on that.
But yeah, I mean,
don't sue me.
Scouts, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? It's like, just imagine if they retain it.
They couldn't be weirder.
At least this year, it's been like sort of contained a little bit because of the lockdown.
But can you imagine how great it's going to be when we finally win the league again?
Oh yeah, I'm going to be a divorce.
Hopefully, we'll be in that.
I'm gonna just disappear in a rum-filled stupor, wake up in a different island.
Okay, I'm on that.
After the Champions League final in 2009, Ben ended up in Magaluf. Told me he was going birdcage. And then I phoned him the next morning and got the boop. Like, hello? Oh, yeah, where are you? Magaluf. What?
That's me, that's quality.
I've only done that once with Prague.
Have you?
I remember like Ryanair had like £5 flights, like literally £5. Like no taxes on top. £5 return flight to Prague.
Jesus.
And I booked 12 of my mates on it. So I didn't even phone him and ask, oh, you want to come?
You know, you're like the greatest friend ever.
Tickets. Like, I'd pay that for a flight for myself, you know what I mean? So I just did it. I phoned them all and they were like, six of them were like, nope. And then the rest were like, yeah, come, let's go. And it was madness.
That's decent.
Good shit.
I did it with Turkey after Creamfields. Just started a job on a Monday. Didn't go in. Went to Turkey instead.
I've been checking Marmaris.
I was only about 20.
Eludinez, a few other places.
That's the sort of night out I'm having after we win the league.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's Steve? Venezuela.
I'll be dead. But I don't mind if I go out like that.
I'll do a live stream from the airport.
Yeah, I'd go out, man. Yeah. What? Yeah, we'll do a tribute.
Don't even say RIP. Just say, just fucked it, innit? We won the league, you know the rest. It's Fergie's fault for making us wait that long. Mate. I seen him. Oh man, Fergie could have stayed, man.
What?
Fergie could have stayed. He didn't need to leave us in 2013, bro. Think about it. If he just stayed for 2 more years,
would it be good if Merseyside got removed from England? It would be good because they do call themselves Scouts, not English, and I'm happy for that, to be honest.
But don't most cities say that? Like, you got the Republic of Mancunia.
Yeah, Yorkshire people say that, don't they? I'm not an Englishman, I'm a Yorkshireman and all that.
Yorkshire has actually got its own non-FIFA recognised national football team.
What?
You heard.
Yorkshire has its own non-FIFA recognised
national
football
team. I'm going
to
Google something on this telly screen right here. Ready? On. Yorkshire National
Park
Team.
Yorkshire football team.
Yorkshire International Football Team represents Yorkshire in association football, is controlled by the Yorkshire International Football Association, YIFA, founded in 2017. Yeah, they played against Jersey, the Chagos Islands,
that sounds like a mouth-watering clash.
They play against like Catalonia, I think.
I bet you any money you could get a friendly against them. They played the Punjab.
Parishes of Jersey.
Hold tight, the Punjab. The Punjab, yeah. So the Punjab FA is based, I think they might be based here, but a lot of their players are from here. So it's loads of British Asians that...
Hang on.
That all the English team just say fuck off to. So
I'm
36.
I got a mate called Jamie Wilshaw who's born the same year as me.
Right.
From Scarborough Athletic.
No, but that's weird, that, isn't it? Not
that's 100%
him. Not a very common name. Is that Jay?
They got someone that plays for FC United up Manchester up front for him.
That's just ridiculous. What is that about?
I bet you the player.
Well, what the national anthem is? Do you reckon it's the Hovis music?
Yeah, it's the heartbeat music. Heart.
There's on the comments. What is the Yorkshire? I bet it's on this page actually.
Yorkshire national anthem. If football teams had like a national anthem, what would United's be?
Red flag?
Yeah, I don't know. Something like that.
We've only ever had one manager.
Ryan Farrell.
In 3 years.
He's done all right, though.
He has done all right.
Played 8-1-5, drawn one.
Who have they played?
Some big...
Punjab.
Chagos Islands. They absolutely battered the Chagos Islands, didn't they?
I bet Somaliland's full of Somalians.
Where's
that
Barawa?
Are British Somalians. I bet you any money, because there are other people that get overlooked by scouts and things like that. Somalians, there's some ballers, but in the Somalian community.
Where are the Chagos Islands? Trust me. I don't know where any of these are. It's on the Chagos Archipelago in the Indian Ocean. It's uninhabited apart from a military base. So who's playing from?
The military.
Yeah, I'm questioning the validity of whether they are actually from there.
Can we just create our own country?
Hey, and play the Yorkshire national culture.
Yeah, let's reignite War of the Roses.
That's like ultimate Brexit, isn't it? That's when Brexit's not enough. Like, you've got to go one step further, and it's like, no, never mind, leave means leave. Let's leave the country ourselves and form our own Yorkshire team.
I'm going to have to search it because...
Hey, that's proper oddball.
Because if they've done it...
No.
It looks like they haven't done it. No. I would have put money on that.
No, do you know what I mean?
Do you think an American will ever play for United? You mean like Tim Howard? Okay, next question.
Tim Howard is good.
Do
we have any other ones?
That's Johan Kurowski, was an American when I was a kid.
Jonathan Spector.
Oh yeah, he went to West Ham. He did.
Elephant Stone, United's anthem. Russ Mank says these are boring. Well, fuck off then, Russ.
That simple.
Don't be like, whoa, hang on a minute. Don't be like that, Russ. Give us a chance.
Fuck you and your chances.
See the news about Paul Scholes.
I don't know why a man complained about free fucking content.
Rate good party. And they called him Manchester United ace. Please address him by his correct term, which is fucking double top legend of the world.
Who's that?
Wait, Mitz has just texted me. He says the Yorkshire National Anthem is by Bill Oddie. You couldn't make that up.
Is this real?
It's no, I've heard that song on Il Clamore.
Bill Oddie? The bird guy? Has done the Yorkshire National Anthem. I can't believe I'm saying these words in this order.
Is Bill Oddie the geezer with the puppet?
No, you're thinking of Rod Hull.
Oh.
Tifo Football did a podcast on the island. Which island?
You seen Partridge? Bill Oddie, what's funny about Bill Oddie? What's funny about a body?
Tits. Yeah, you see the news about Paul Scholes having a party for us? A birthday has.
Why it became like a coronavirus story?
They decided to bang it on the front page.
Oh, fuck off!
Scumbags.
Don't buy us some.
Makes a change from them attacking immigrants and foreigners and Muslims and everything, so they'll just get gingers now, innit?
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking hell, another minority. Again. Bastards. But Frank Lampard's amazing! Tory prick.
Private educated.
I hate Jody Morris as well. Stinks, both of them.
What about Freddie Adu? Has he got a chance? Isn't he still about 21?
Freddie Adu, he's on his like 87th club in it.
Yeah, he's had some rate clubs in. Yeah. The way he bounced around club, he must be well shit.
Was he really 15 though?
Well.
Do you know what I mean? Because he didn't like progress the way he should have done, should he? And it was like, he was
no,
amazing.
But I don't think it was the way he should have done. I think he wasn't good as good as people said.
Yeah, but he burst onto the scene. All right, MLS in 2004. Was
he had a trial for us in 06, 07, wasn't he?
With us?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
His pitch 7 minutes.
He was here for about 3 days and someone was like,
like
fucking do one, mate. Okay,
you
know, fucking do
it. Forget that.
I reckon he is as good as Pele, though. 100 million%. Pele is as mythical as Freddie Adu.
Well, come on, right.
Who is better?
Right,
let's answer this question.
Come on.
Freddie Adu or Pele?
Right,
bearing in mind, Freddie Adu played in a more difficult era of football.
Right, bearing in mind that Pele won 3 World Cups and scored 12 World Cups.
He wasn't even the best player in those teams.
Did he?
Right. He wasn't, right.
Pele counts goals on FIFA.
He counts goals against fucking Sylvester Stallone.
I know he does. I've always said that. But he's still not as bad as Freddie Adu. Come on, that's like, that shit's ridiculous.
Look. I'm exaggerating says, a point. To
love the
point.
Love the channel, but you actually talk about transfers.
Pele.
Not necessarily. So what, I'm having a fucking brew. I'm chatting shit with my mates. That's what happens.
Thanks for the super chat, Jacob. Not sure what you're going on about.
What's he saying?
Something about some Liverpool fans.
Nah, Russ, just that. Fuck off. No one cares.
What's Russ saying?
Don't worry about it.
All right, fair enough. I'm glad I can't see the comments.
Who's Russ. Going to the top?
Russ.
Rooney, Rashford, or Greenwood.
Russ.
Fucking hell. Rooney came out the gate taking fucking heads off, didn't he?
Rooney's ridiculous. Like
Rooney's the best teenager I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Since
and
Mason
16
Greenwood.
16 as well. Like that's that's at least a year above, well, sooner than everyone else.
Hmm.
Like Mason even at 16 or even Giggs at 16 weren't doing any bits with it. Come on.
But he was also like a fully grown man.
Yeah, he was like Norman Whiteside, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was like ridiculous.
Who?
Rooney. Do you remember when we played Everton?
Rooney was,
he was just trying to muller Ronaldo.
Yeah, he was just kicking.
No,
everyone.
He did muller Ronaldo. Yeah. Remember on the left wing?
And it was like, what is this guy?
Ronaldo went, boom!
I think you're cunt. Rooney was that goal against Arsenal as well. Yeah. When Arsenal were actually good. That was amazing.
That was a long time. He'd always delivered in big games as well. You know, the Arsenal game, things like that. Rooney Park. I remember that game when the Glazers had just taken over and Arsenal fans came with loads of American flags and chanting USA, USA, yeah. USA, and Park and Rooney scored.
They've never had any sort of fucking sense of humour, have they?
Arsenal?
Or wit.
They're just the flash in the
just pan, from fever pitch really? Onwards, you just think, twats.
But that's something, doesn't it, fever pitch? Because wasn't he like an Oxford fan or something? Nick Hornby.
Yeah.
And like, which they all love so that sort of times. Shit, don't they? Like, they support one team and then they flip to the Arsenal when Arsenal start winning.
Imagine going, I support this team, and then on record saying, I saw my team lose and then I flipped it and went and started.
Imagine if at the 6-1 we'd have all gone, do you know what, lads?
What, like Luton to Arsenal?
Yeah, something like that. But imagine if we'd have done that after the 6-1.
I mean, I did.
Do you know what I mean? Like, these look all right, you know. These might win the league this season. Did you? I was like, I said,
celebrated Rooney.
If Zeko scores, I'm on the pitch. I had me half and half scarf, though, so got away with it. Some people thought I was a United fan.
This is sarcasm.
Yeah, just this is getting clips up and out of context now.
I have fucking thick. Bought one.
No. Half don't half say this. Why?
I tell you why.
Don't try and think of a better answer. Just tell the
truth. I tell you why.
Tell the truthful answer.
Fuck off. It was from the biggest game I went to in a European game.
What game?
Real Madrid against United. Away. Biggest away game at that point. And I just thought, I never wore it. I just had it as a. Is that
maybe,
bad?
Maybe. I don't know. In the 90s.
Can you get away with it?
They started. I remember like.
Because they were like. Come out, like a super. Like a program. Yeah.
It wasn't that bad if you had like a Barcelona thing. But then I remember the Champions League took off, it became
testimonials.
Yeah.
And they weren't AIDS.
And I
don't know at what point people decided to do them for league games against City and Liverpool. Well,
City one for me is a turning point because I had to report on that. And I remember going to interview who I thought were United fans. And it turned out they were City fans because they had half and half scars on. Or the other way around, I can't remember. And I was just like, what the fuck is this?
I also bought
shit?
A Ronaldo Real Madrid scarf.
I say the only acceptable. The only acceptable half and
half.
Oh,
no, we can't, it's live.
The only acceptable half and half scarf that I see, there's two. There's the Roy Keane and George Best United and Ireland ones.
Yeah, they're good.
They're the only ones I'm accepting.
I also wore a Jester hat when I was 10 at the Treble Parade.
Fucking hell, it's all coming out now, isn't it?
There's a picture of it, I've uploaded it on Twitter loads.
There is an opening for a presenter at Stretford Paddock.
So.
At
least I was at the parade.
I was on the street sign. No, I was on the street sign, and David May looked at me and my mate like we were shit.
That's because he's a City fan, though. David, he blocked me on Twitter. I don't know why. You know what I mean? We were friends when I seen him and played football together. Maybe it's because I showed him up. Maybe it's because he's a City fan.
Yeah. So, I mean, can't even enjoy the trouble without it.
And with David May, like, at least enjoy your job as well. Jesus Christ. If you get dragged around United with MUTV and you look bored as fuck.
If you were a City fan covering United, would you be happy?
Well, in the last 6 years, probably.
Yeah. Laughing your head off, wouldn't you?
Any questions?
What's the biggest thing you've ever got wrong in your life? Football wise, not your marriage.
Wow.
I'm joking, Janine. Sorry.
Sorry, we'll edit that out.
Well, I'm just trying to think of which order to fucking say.
Don't let it go too quiet.
We'll edit Mac
it
out. We'll edit Mac it out, this one.
There's been a few players that I was absolutely certain on.
Or even like just a statement. Like my one, Phil Jones, United and England.
Good job no one
got that. Lou Van Gaal's going to win us a league.
Good job no one got that one on camera.
Just fucking.
Sure,
the worst people you want with that.
Louis' record.
Rabbit out your throat every day.
Louis' track record, he'll win us a league. Mourinho's track record, he'll win us a league.
I don't know. Mine might be Terry Cook.
Fuck off, Jay.
Terry Cook when he played against Villa and we lost 3-1.
When we won the Youth Cup in it, 95 was it when he played in the final, and I was like, tell you what, some real competition on these wings now. Yeah, that panned out well. He went to City when they were in Division Two, and even they bombed him out.
Terry Cook.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, even Fergie's got a lot fucking massively wrong.
Of course. Selling Yapstam.
I think there's more to meet the eye with that. I'm going to throw a fat allegedly in here. Go on, I'm going to say I think allegedly Fergie knew about the failed drugs test.
Fuck off.
And I also think allegedly, because he played against Fulham, I believe, in the start of that season, and then got fucked right off. I think he knew that Achilles operation had done him in and he weren't coming back.
But he did come back.
I think he misjudged that injury.
And I think he thought Rio comes in, Ronnie Johnson's great, we'll be all right. Oh, don't.
Stam and Rio are the greatest defenders I've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
Imagine them together.
That's what I mean. Like, that would have been like 8 in a row.
I'd score on that. Even with Tim Howard.
You give up.
Tim Howard. Maybe not Tim Howard.
Tim Howard just shouting at them, swearing at them.
We did all right to be successful in that little period. We still picked up titles. Post Schmeichel, with pre-Van der Sar.
Some of the worst goalkeepers I've ever seen in my life.
Honestly, traffic cones and bits of paper would have been better than some of them.
Like, Bard says was a disaster. And yet he's
no, it wasn't.
Oh, are you crazy? Oh, he was.
Nah,
are you that
he man, wasn't
crazy?
Anywhere near.
A few games.
A bad few games. Oh, my God.
There
was
a few times
yourself.
That he was mint. He won the league for us.
Yeah. This, we
Barthez
won it
Gerard Nillerite.
Right, okay, we can say that about several players that I won't name in case we try and get them on the show. But
Jed said, remember Kaelan? We spoke about him the other day, Jed.
Who?
Kaelan, me and Steve spoke about him the other day. Go on, carry on.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, we won it in spite of him, not because of him.
I think you're talking shit.
Right.
Opinion?
Go on, you're the adjudicator. Shit.
I saw someone being like, when was the last time we had a fullback that could do this? Oh, did you see the defending in that Inter Milan goal the other day? Literally, Young cuts inside.
Well, we still on
to
it.
To fucking
play for us anymore.
Nobody.
You know what I mean? Spurs, where he done that twice in one game?
Yeah. No, we should have won. If we didn't want to leave that season, everyone would have loved him because he scored against Blackburn.
I'll tell you what. Ashley Young might be.
Why have we gotten to this, man? So drained with this. I've had 7 years of this shit, man. I can't cope.
I wanted to think of an outrageous statement to say.
The best captain.
Top 10 wingers in United history.
I think that's a fair statement. I think it's debatable. It's up for a discussion. I might not agree with it, but you know. I've definitely put him above Terry
Cook. Wait. I haven't finished my sentence. Discuss.
Yeah. Unpopular opinion.
Discuss.
Listen,
I was in a good mood today.
Debate.
Don't, man. We've had enough. We've had enough stressful.
All right. Name 10 better.
You just name 10 and like. Hey.
Okay. This is a good question.
All right, go on.
Who do you think had a better impact at Man United, Valencia or Young?
Tony Valencia.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of impact, neither of them had an impact. I think it was longevity. Yeah, No, because in Tony Valencia's first season, we didn't win the league, which was a disappointment.
Didn't he have like the most assists?
No, but I wouldn't say he came and everyone was like, wow. I think he had a good career at United, but I don't know necessarily he was like a massive impact.
I've definitely had the wind up, so just don't kill me for that.
No, it wasn't
Ashley Young's fault. That doesn't mean
why
anything.
Why have we gone to Ashley Young?
That doesn't
sake,
mean
man.
Anything about
he's
anything.
Gone.
You can just say he's shit.
He scored for Inter Milan. Who gives a shit?
I remember, yeah. Me and my brother.
This is why everyone got fucking launched out of the group on Saturday.
Proper
basically.
And we saw Ashley Young in Southridge's in Birmingham, and I was like, Keem, he's going to sign for United one day. You should go get a picture with him. And Keem said, nah, he's eating. So I said, go fuck yourself then. He's going to sign for United one day. Then he signed for United.
And the rest is history. Won us a league title. Single-handedly in 2030.
They celebrated a goal with him on the pitch.
Yeah, there you go.
I still can visibly remember his face as I ran up to him.
What was shot like?
It's fucking mint. Like, only I can remember those views, scenes. It's just a shame it weren't Marshall and Rashford and Greenwood.
What,
and
mate, you made a beeline for Ashley Young.
Falcao gave me a high five.
You were desperate to get to him.
I went, make sure you don't.
You saw your moment.
And he high-fived me. What
you saw your moment.
Fucking
you thought,
liar.
If I can get to him. That's one for the grandkids. Happy days.
I love Fellaini. And Ashley Young. What are you saying? Do you agree that Ashley Young is top 10 Man United wingers?
What?
You cannot say that.
That's
you
the
cannot
most outrageous Cameron.
I did not see
that coming.
You did not say that off camera.
Get the fuck off
mate,
here,
mate. I did not see that coming.
Sit down.
Right, mate, come here.
Can I tell everyone your news from this weekend?
No. This is a bigger bombshell. Come on, just say what he just said to McAdam when he asked you that question. What do you rate? How do you rate Ashley Young?
So Ronaldo.
Go on.
Now listen.
Is Ashley Young top 10 Man United wingers of all time?
And I said no, because he moved to a mum one time. After it.
No, I'm not.
There's questions I need to ask, but out of respect, I'm not going to.
That's
is that this, a phrase in his...
So I changed the title to Ashley Young moved to my mum.
He pointed out my mum and then tried to obviously where's my mum. So I've been anti-young ever since.
Wow.
And there was a reason I
like. Has your
you.
Mum been anti-young ever since?
She didn't care about it. She's funny, okay, but okay, cool. It's funny times, but
can we tell everyone about what happened this weekend?
No.
Nothing.
Let's not like shoot our load.
Yeah.
I already shot my load.
Wait, you wait and see without thinking.
Alright, fuck off.
Right. I wasn't expecting that anyway. Bloody hell.
That has got to be the darkest brew I've ever seen as well.
It's Coke, and you've ruined the thing for everyone at home now. They thought I was having a brew.
Mate, come on.
Fucking. Right, I'm going to wrap it up there because how the fuck do I go on after that?
You can't. He's got more reason than anyone to hate Ashley Hogan.
I know I like
listen, can we get a picture of Ronaldo's mum for the thumbnail?
The way he said it. As well,
I will blur her face out and get Ronaldo a young.
I was expecting like a no or something. The way he said it and then just walks off. That was legendary. Ronaldo, you're a genius.
There's a reason we let him come around.
That was amazing.
There is someone in this place that's been closer to Ashley Young than me.
I'm saying nothing, man. We need to get off this subject.
There's libelous things that could be said. Right, thank you guys for tuning in. The podcasts are all available, if you're not checking them out live, on iTunes, on Spotify, and all the places that you listen to podcasts. Unless you're on some weird one, like Flip Flop, then go fuck yourself.
The fuck Flip Flop?
I don't know. There's probably an app called Flip Flop that people that listen to podcasts on. You lot can fuck off.
Listen, there's 4,000 people watching, but there's about 500 likes, so I need you to hit that like button. I need you to subscribe. Comment, share, of course join the channel as well. We got two tiers in there. Hopefully there won't be any tears this week when United take on.
I tell you what, Adam McCullough. Hey, come on.
And we're back for the watch along this week. I've already told you this is my fucking brew now. So Jadon Sancho, Mason Greenwood, Anthony Martial, Marcus Rashford, say it again, we're going to win the league.
Something about Jason Sanchez.
That's his new thing now, isn't it?
Later.
Start doing that on all of it.
But yeah, stop doing the walk-off. Sports Social Podcast Network.